So if we try to come for spiritual programs, then some of our friends in hostel or college criticize us, because it's a good activity, they criticize that. So how should we respond in such situations? Actually, whatever we do, we cannot avoid criticism in this world. Whatever we do. Some of you may know the story of the man with his child and a horse. So, how many of you don't know the story of the man, the child and the horse? Okay. I'll just quickly tell it. There's this man and a child, and they were riding a horse. They bought a new horse and they were riding it. And people said, just see. You are putting a double burden on the horse. The poor horse is being crushed. Then the man said, okay, he told his child, you get down. And the child was walking along. And people said, hey, what is this? You know, where is parental love gone? The child is walking, the father is comfortably riding. And the father said, okay, child, you get on the horse, I'll walk along. And then people started saying, the father is aged. The child is young. Why is he riding? Why is he not allowing his father to ride? And the father said, child, you also get down. So the horse was walking and the two were all walking. He said, what stupidity? You have a horse, why are you walking? So, what do you do? So, if we base our decision making on avoiding criticism, we will never be able to do anything, not just anything good, we will not be able to do anything, become paralyzed. So, criticism is just a fact of life. So, we have to use our intelligence and understand what is important for us, what is good for us. And we do that irrespective of whether we get criticism or not. And that is the first point. We can't just base our decisions on avoiding criticism. It's like if I think that if I will avoid criticism, that's the basis of my decision making. It's like I decide to travel, and while traveling, my purpose is to avoid crowded roads. Well, okay, you can avoid crowded road, but will you get anywhere? If you have to a particular destination to go, we go to the destination, whether there's a crowd or not, we persevere. So, when we're traveling, our purpose is, yes, traffic jams are never pleasant. But avoiding traffic jams is not the purpose of traveling. So similarly, avoiding criticism should not be the purpose of our life and the basis of our decision making. We will be criticized, but if we have to use our good intelligence and we act based on that. That's the first point. Second point is that we also need to choose our social circle. Because if we find that we are being criticized for doing some activities which we know are good, then that means that social circle may not be so good for us. So we need to change our social circle. That doesn't mean that we reject and back criticize those friends. And we just understand that they are at a different stage in their life. Their intelligence is at a different level. They may be coming from a different cultural background. And their understanding is overall different from ours. So, we let them do what they want to do, but we do what is important for us. And over a period of time, see, people who are driven by their impulses, they do recognize that acting with intelligence is good. But they are not able to do it. And if they see somebody else doing it, they feel it is a threat for them. So, they want to put that person down also. But actually, real friendship is not that we all fall into a ditch together. We are such wonderful friends. No. Real friendship means if we can find a way to come out of a ditch, and then others say, oh, come down over here, why are you leaving us? He says, no, I'm not leaving you. I'm inviting you, come with me. So, if we use our intelligence and we start living more according to principles, we become more committed, we become more peaceful, more happy. Others will see that. And over a period of time, their criticism will change to appreciation. And some of them may follow us also. And even if that doesn't happen immediately, what we need to do is, we need to understand that I need a social circle where I'll be accepted. And that's why when I started the talk, I said that for all of you, to have a facility like this where we can get spiritual association so close to the college. That is a rare blessing. So we need a social circle where what we are doing is accepted, validated and respected. And that's why choosing our association is extremely important. And lastly, we find that some people are criticizing us too much. Then sometimes the criticism is simply born out of malice, that they bear ill will for us. And sometimes the criticism may be born out of misconceptions. So if they have some misconceptions, then we can, rather than just reacting to the criticism, we can actually inquire from other devotees, okay, they say like this, if I go here, you'll become like this, if you do this, you'll become like this. Get those misconceptions addressed. So there is to criticism a rational component and there is an emotional component. So the emotional component we cannot really address because people's emotions are of an artist, that they are what they are. We can't change their emotions very well. That will take some time. But there will be a rational component to their criticism. They may have genuine doubts. Sometimes they may be well-wishers. And they may feel that you go do this, you neglect your studies, or this will happen, that will happen. Then we can get it addressed. So, that way if we see criticism not as a threat, but as a predictable phenomenon, whenever we try to do anything purposeful, and then intelligently respond to it. First, by deciding that I lack based on intelligence, not just by criteria of avoiding criticism. Second, by choosing better association. Third, by recognizing that the best way I can be a friend to them is not by doing what they want me to do, by going down with them, but by determinedly rising and then setting an example by which they will also rise. And fourthly, if they have some rational objections, addressing those rational objections intelligently. That way we can persevere on the right path and inspire them also to come on the right path. Thank you.